Welcome everybody, Shir number 1511. We're learning today Lilinishmas Moshe Dayif Bemer Baron Zisel. The Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shalema Harav Refol Yeshua Ben Brindel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, I just want to talk about one thing which is a little bit, actually way out of the realm from the Divrei Kabbalah, and that is, obviously we went through most of the Lamed Tes Melachos, Baruch Hashem, Halavai Vaita Gesundheit, and every so often when a Shaila comes up, an interesting Shaila, a very important Shaila, comes up, we try and go back to it, even though it's part of something that we might have learned in the past. Now, I would just want to talk about something that came up by myself, something that we have, and somebody else asked me, and I really looked into it, and it's taka major problem. So, and that is going all the way back to Barer, the Malach of Barer, of course, we all understand Barer separating and so on. So there's something what's called a pickle elevator. In other words, it's a people have pickles in a jar, right? So let's say on Shabbos, so or during the week or whatever. So one, but I just want to mention offhand, one has to be careful with pickles. Once if you stick in a milch dik a spoon or flesh dik a spoon, that's a big problem because it's considered a sharp item. So one has to be careful. Pickles should be, you know, separate for either flesh dik or milch dik or whatever the case is. Okay, but I just wanted to throw that out there. People should be aware. But be it as it may, but when it comes to Shabbos, so now I have a jar of pickles. Right, so I want to take out the pickles. So I have a few ways of doing it. Number one, a person could stick their hands in and take out the pickles, but most people don't like to stick their hands into the pickle jar and take out the pickles, right? So they have various different type of instruments that take out the pickles. You could take a spoon, a fork. They have something else. There's this clamp. It's like a little clamp with three handles on it, three hands at the end, and it, whatever you press it in, and it grabs onto the pickle, pulls it out. So all that is fine as long as you're using the pickles right away, because you're taking out a solid item from liquid, even though it's fairly large, but what you're taking out, you're making a separation basically. So if you're using it right away, or you're preparing for the upcoming meal, which is right, in conjunction with the laws of Barer, it's extremely important to constantly be up to date on the laws of Barer, which we have many shiurim on it. We actually have other groups on it, if anybody's ever interested. In other words, when you're taking out, you have a teruvus, a mixture, and you take out, good from bad. You know, bad from good, you're not allowed to take out. But the good from the bad, right, oichel from the psilis, you could take out, but you have to use it right away, number one, or for the immediate upcoming meal. In other words, if I need 1 hour to prepare for my upcoming meal, so I would have 1 hour. And in that hour, I could take out the pickles from the juice and so on. Okay, fine. So that's all good. You take a fork, you take a spoon, you take this clamp, pickle clamp, and then they have something else. It's specifically made. It's called a pickle elevator. Now, what is it? It's actually whereby you have a. We're going to try and put up a picture. It's important that I think that people should see. You put up. It's a jar. It's like a plastic jar, and inside you have an elevator. You have this thing that goes up and down. It's like a platform that goes up and down, whereby the pickles all sit on the platform. Very interesting. The pickles all sit on the platform, in the juice, all the way at the bottom, on top of the platform. And the platform has a handle up on top, so therefore you pick up the platform, right? And all the pickles come up. You drop the platform, you leave go of the handle, and all the pickles go down on the platform. But the problem is this platform has holes in it. So that's what I wanted to talk about. And again, I want to send a picture. Everybody should see the platform has holes in it, at the bottom. Now, the problem is when you pick up the platform from inside the juice and all the pickles are on top of this platform, on top of this elevator, when it comes up, the juice gets drained out, right? Immediately you pick it up, right? And the juice gets drained out. It's like a strainer. It's a regular strainer. Bottom line is, it's a kli. It's what we call in Barer a kli, a utensil specifically made for straining. Like a person has a strainer, right? We all know to use a strainer with noodles. A person has lakshin noodles, and I have water, and to pour that into a strainer and strain it out on Shabbos is a deraisa. That's mamish one of the Lamed Tes Melachos of Barer. That would be a deraisa. So to hear, this is extremely questionable type of a thing, whereby it has holes, and the pickles sit up on top of the elevator, right? In the elevator, in the juice. When you pick up with the handle, the elevator, the juice drains out, and it basically it's a strainer. Basically, it's a strainer. So it's extreme. I just wanted to bring it out because somebody asked me, and I myself we actually purchased it. Then we, after discussing it with others, we figured out that lemaisa, this is taka a major problem. It's a kli. It's definitely a major question of being a kli, a utensil used for bara. Which what kind of utensil? Meaning a strainer, basically a strainer, and that's what it's made to do. Because this thing is made to strain out the juice and to get you the pickles. Without the juice, that's the bottom line, as opposed to a spoon, right? If I take a spoon and I take out a pickle with the spoon, so then the juice stays on the spoon, right? And I have my pickle and I have my juice, so it's still mixed. Everything is still mixed. But over here, it drains out the liquid. So even if you pick up the strainer and the strainer, the elevator and the bottom of the elevator is still in the pickle juice, it's still a problem because you now separated the pickles from the juice. The only way possibly would be able to be used if you just lift up in the juice, the pickles stay in the juice, and the elevator, bottom of the elevator stays in the juice, and everything is in the juice. And you just lift up the pickles a few inches in the juice itself. From the bottom of the juice, you pick it up 3-4 inches, staying in the juice, pickles in the juice, and the bottom of the elevator in the juice. So then you never separate it. Then you stick your hands in or take a fork and then take it out. So there's not much that you could accomplish with that, but just the fact that it's a little bit higher than it was before in the bottom. But in any case, I'm going to be putting up a picture of this very interesting elevator, which I think people are starting to buy because it makes taking pickles out of the jar much easier. In fact, like I mentioned, by us, we saw it. We're like, oh, wow, that'll be so much easier. It's like, we don't have to stick our hands in the pickle juice anymore. It gets, usually you pick up the pickle with a fork, a knife, with a fork, a spoon. It slips off. It falls back down. You stick your hands in. It smells. It's not so, but this thing is very easy. It's very easy to use. So, but you have to know on Shabbos, you cannot use it. And we'll be, like I said, we're going to put up a picture. We'll understand it. If anybody has any questions about this pickle elevator, please feel free to WhatsApp me, and we'll try and get you a better answer. I just wanted to mention it because of the fact that, like I said, it's out there on the market, and I think it's something that people are buying. And it's, but we have to know. Borer, if somebody's, most times that borer is done, Rahman al-Islam, is a deraisa, mamash a deraisa. So this could be a major problem. Okay, so people, we all have to be aware of this. Cult of, thank you for listening.